Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Trey Timms, who's the Vice President of Marketing with Shaw Residential. Trey, how you doing?
Good, Kemp. How are you?
I'm well. It's good to talk to you. I know you've been busy. I mean, I'm just looking at your calendar. You guys still do this regional schedule for launching products, and you've got six shows, and three of the six are going on right now.
That's correct. We've got seven shows this year. We added one in Belterra, but this week we've got Atlanta, Anaheim, and Dallas all going at the same time.
Yeah. How do you be three places at one time?
You don't. Fortunately, we kind of divide and conquer, and we split the team up, and we're able to really get people at each show, and we get our senior management is involved, which is great, and they help out, and they split up and go to shows. So we get it all covered, but we also are able to bring all of our salespeople and our regional managers.
Yesterday, I went to Atlanta. That's one of your earlier shows, and I was surprised just doing Man on the Street, talking to some people that were there. When you walk in Atlanta, there's a lot of companies there. Obviously, you're one of the few that really just makes this as your core strategy for launching products this year. And so you were very busy. I was talking to Stephanie, and she was telling me that your registrations were up, your space is bigger. And, you know, there was a dealer there from New York. And I said, what are you doing here? And the person said, well, we came here because we wanted to go ahead and catch up with Shaw early. And then we could spend time at surfaces later on, you know, some other things. So I thought that was very interesting. Real quick, one of the things I saw when I first walked in there in Atlanta is a big, huge blow-up dinosaur. What's all that about?
That is epic. The theme of our shows this year is Epic 2016.
Yeah.
That's kind of our marketing strategy to draw attention to the new Epic Plus collection of products that we're launching this year with the Stabilitech Core. And so his name is Epic, and we want to make sure that everybody's seen Epic. But you can't miss him because he's about 15 feet tall.
For those people that may not know the details of what you guys have done, you've done some research. You found out that a lot of times this engineered flooring is installed. It's not properly acclimated. Sometimes it goes in over concrete. It's not been dried completely. And so you guys have come up with an innovation in this product that allows it to be somewhat forgiving to some of those situations, right?
Kip, that's correct. There's some new chemistry. It's proprietary that we worked on. We did a ton of testing in different environments, and it is a much better core, especially where you have climate changes and moisture's involved. So that's correct.
Mm-hmm. All right, and I saw in carpet you had Big Anso. Let's just talk about that.
Yeah, and carpet, the big focus this year is we're adding on to our LifeGuard collection. We launched LifeGuard, which was our waterproof backing system, last year at our SFN show with Life Happens. So we've added to that collection this year with 13 new products. It's Anso nylon products with the LifeGuard waterproof backing. It's in a small, very efficient display. We're pricing it all at one price point. So from a dealer RSA standpoint, it's a great story. There's 13 different visuals, all the same price, all with great solution for the consumer, which is the waterproof backing in LifeGuard. With each display, we're shipping a demo kit so they can really show the consumer the advantage of LifeGuard and what it actually does. Hopefully you noticed the fountain we've got going, but we've built a fountain that really shows dramatically how it works.
Okay, so you have a couple other things too. I know you're talking a little bit about some of the marketing things you're offering, right?
Yeah, at all the markets we have kind of a coffee bar set up where we're serving coffee and we're just encouraging dealers to come in. And we can help them through anything they're working on from a marketing standpoint. We're getting a lot of questions about websites and ratings and reviews and social media. Mm-hmm. So our team is on hand to help. We've got solutions we can provide, or we can just talk to them about what their challenges are and try to walk them through that this year. And then also we've got the Cut a Rug program set up, and we've got a new display there, and that's getting a lot of interest from our dealer base as well.
Yeah, let me put some emphasis on that. As we recognize this trend, this movement toward hard surface, you see a lot of people who after they've put the hard surface down, they decide they want a rug. A lot of times, you know, you can just buy an area rug, but you offer a solution where they can buy basically broadloom carpet that's bound, and it's a pretty neat system where they can go online, they can pick the binding color, and then push a couple of buttons, and then it's like a cut order in a week or two, and they've got a custom rug, right?
Yeah, that's correct, Kemp. And the beauty of it is, you know, they can get any size.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just bound to 9x12 or, yeah. You know, if they need a 10x13.8 or whatever it is, they can get any size they need. And I think that's really the power in the program.
So I know you're at Anaheim. I know you've probably talked to your people in Atlanta. What kind of sense or feel are you getting from what the dealers think and how they're feeling, whether they're buying? Tell me how that's going.
First of all, our attendance, you mentioned Atlanta attendance, and that's up. Mm-hmm. Dallas is up, Anaheim's up, so attendance been great, and it was up over last year, and last year was up over the year before, so attendance is strong. The dealers I've talked to, a lot of them have had a pretty good year, and they're excited about this year. And, you know, everyone's very optimistic and positive, and there's a lot of good energy.
Talk about the advantages to this strategy of doing the regional shows.
You know, Kemp, for us, first of all, you know, most of them are 2 days. We're in big spaces. We're able to bring all of our territory managers in, which is critical. And so we're able to sit down and really have great business meetings with our dealers. And you're not rushed. You're able to take them through all the new introductions. We're able to spend time on marketing. In some of the shows, we bring in training. We're also able to bring in people from distribution or financial services. So if our dealers want to meet with their credit manager, they can have a meeting with them. They can, if they want to talk about their freight or anything, we've got people there that can do that. So it's very productive for us, and we're able to have better one-on-one relationships with our dealers at these shows. And we also have events usually at night, so there's a social aspect to it. So for us, it's highly productive, especially, again, having all of our people there that really understand the dealer's business. And I think it's very productive for our dealers as well. I think they enjoy the setup and not feeling rushed, and, you know, they got plenty of time to get through everything.
What I saw in Atlanta was a massive amount of space devoted to all the different products you have. You're also able to have your customers meet with their reps. And it's this good early thing. I mean, as I said, this New York dealer was coming down there, and they're seeing in the first week in January what you're doing. So I think that's three reasons right there, wouldn't you?
Yeah, all that. And it's great that in the course of what will be the first 5 weeks of the year, we will literally touch thousands of dealers and have great one-on-one meetings with them. Again, for us, it works, and it's highly productive.
Mm-hmm. All right, Trey, well, it's good to talk to you. I've been talking to Trey Timms, who's Vice President of Residential Marketing with Shaw, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.